This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Charlottesville is home to a family of veggie burger entrepreneurs. Elizabeth Raymond's little brother came up with the name No Bull Burgers for a concoction that Elizabeth Raymond's mother had fixed her brood for years.
Wessie Burger, Wessie Burger, Wessie Burger, Wessie, can I get
it? So my mom created this recipe. She made it probably about 32 years ago. Originally, she created it because she was a vegetarian at the time, and she craved something to put ketchup and mustard on. And back then, there was nothing. There were none of these other veggie burgers out there. And she's a cook at heart. She's just really talented when it comes to that, and she just whipped it up. She's a mother of five. There's five of us. I'm one of five. I'm in the middle. And she raised us all in them all the time, grew up eating them.
There's now quite a few veggie burgers. Just do a straightforward sales pitch for what's so great about No Bull Burgers.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, so first of all, there's no genetically modified soy product in it. It is a lentil and barley base, so you're getting tons of protein and fiber just from that. You can see the ingredients that you're eating. You know, you've got carrots, spinach, spelt flour, tamari soy sauce, free-ranged egg, and you can an onion, you know, and you taste all of that. Not only is it delicious, it is good for you, which is very hard to find, you know, nowadays. And it's the best part, which we really like, is that it's so convenient. It's already cooked for you. All you do is just defrost, and then you've got dinner in under 10 minutes.
That was a very good sales pitch.
Done in a time or two, maybe.
How did Mama's Kitchen creation turn into a business? That's a transition that always really interests me because it's a very different thing.
It is. Well, so she actually was a caterer in Charlottesville. She had a catering company with a partner. So it was Glorious Foods. They did lots of events. We were all raised in the kitchen. We all worked prepping and doing all the catering. So she'd had the catering, and then she always had the veggie burger in the back pocket. She always knew that she wanted to do something with it. So she ended up selling the catering business, and she played grandma. My sister had a niece who's the star of the family. And, you know, she just hung around for a little while, and then we kind of talked about this. I was in school at the time, and my other sister who's involved had a massage therapist practice, and she still does that on the side. But we just kind of played around with the idea. I was going to school for teaching at the time, and that was my plan. And we were just like, you know, if we never do this, we are always going to wonder what if. Because it fit, and the timing was then, and we just knew. And, you know, my mom definitely, from the beginning, you know, wanted the family involved in it to be a family thing.
Hang on just a second. Your mother was a caterer. Did she have a code kitchen?
They had the catering kitchen over in Charlottesville.
Okay.
So they had a commercial kitchen there. But at the time, you know, when we started the No Bull Burger thing in the very beginning, we like to say we were bootlegging them. We would sell them to our friends who heard about them little by little. So we were like, okay, we need to get a commercial kitchen. We need to get this started.
Because the original commercial kitchen went with the catering business.
Okay. Right. So, and, you know, my mom had experience setting up a kitchen already, starting that up. And we were on board officially, my sister, my mom, and I, and we're like, all right, let's do it. So I stayed in Charlottesville, and we all just started up from there January 2011.
This is really new.
Very new. You know, we are brand new.
You don't just wave a magic wand and have a commercial kitchen. Where'd you build it?
The commercial kitchen is in Charlottesville, and it had a few things in there already. It was kitchen space from an old company, Soup to Nuts. I'm not sure if you've heard of them before. So we had a few modifications that we had to do to the kitchen, add a few equipment pieces and such. Once we got the construction part done, we just started cooking and started talking. A few restaurants decided to put us on, you know, their menu, friends of mine. And what really helped us out, and which we didn't really start until April, so from January to April was kind of like the very slow beginning. Then it got hit right in April when we started at the Charlottesville Farmers Market. That was a great way for us to just get the word out there.
Now, going back to this commercial kitchen, it's not catering that you're doing, it's manufacturing.
Right. So, and there was a lot of new things that we were, you know, introduced to, you know, inspection and health codes. So it was a learning process. But like I said, my mom did have experience with the kitchen and such with the catering. So it wasn't too hard. It was nice that she had that background.
What about packaging? Because these are sold frozen. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. They come frozen in a 4-pack. Initially, we weren't even thinking that we needed to do them frozen. But that was something that, you know, the FDA recommended, which does change codes a little bit and such. So we quickly came up with a packaging idea. You know, we had to figure out a way to get it to them. And what was most...
What was the packaging idea?
Well, we had to go with what was more affordable. We were a brand new business and we were just starting it ourselves. So we were definitely counting pennies and figuring out what could afford and what still looked presentable and wasn't in the bag or anything like we were doing. But we just started with a small vacuum sealer, which worked, and found small enough bags that fit the burgers, and then quickly came up with a label. And the logo was something that we had a friend of ours who was a graphic designer design.
You want to mention a name?
Randall Beard.
Okay.
He's over in Charlottesville. But he worked with us in the very beginning, before the kitchen, any of that. We, you know, we need a logo. We need to brand this. So he came up with some ideas, and we brainstormed over that. So we had the logo already. We knew what kind of theme we wanted, and kind of, you know, we wanted to go with, it's Noble Burger, the gourmet veggie burger. So we needed, you know, we wanted to go with that look. And like I said, none of us are marketing specialists or graphic designers. So it was definitely a learning process and using tools that you're not used to using.
Let me ask you about, you said you were a startup company and you were counting pennies. I'm not shy. How did you go about financing? People want to start small businesses,
right?
And there's so many obstacles and people are clueless about how to actually go about this.
A lot of it was personal funding that we had set aside. My mom as well was from the catering, and she'd known that she wanted to do this, so was kind of slowly preparing. And then a lot of it was just sweat equity, not, you don't get paid.
Yes.
We've also researched the ideas of doing a little, you can get small business loans. We looked into grants. Nothing actually applied for us, but there are grants out there for it. And also, I think a big part of it was also, you know, shopping smart. We realized we can't go with the nicest things in the very beginning and just took our time because we'll get there, we know.
I'm curious about you. You're young. You're terribly attractive. Not that that has anything to do with it.
You're making me blush.
Even on the radio, you can see it. You've got lots of energy. In other words, you have lots of career paths open. And here you are putting sweat equity into Noble Burgers. Why? What's
in
it?
Well, I can speak for me personally. And
that's
I know that my sister and my mom probably share some of the same feelings. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, I went to University of Virginia, did my undergrad in psychology, and I stayed and got my master's in education. So that was my path. But this was just, you know, put right in front of us. And it has potential to be something amazing and huge and national. But, I mean, there's so many reasons. The family side of it, working with your family, working for yourself, starting something, you know, it's really cool. I like it. And I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else in the world right now. No day is the same. Every day is different. It varies from responding to emails, taking care of orders, delivering. Maybe extra hands are needed downstairs in the kitchen, packaging. We're kind of all figuring out where we're best placed, but we definitely all wear different hats in there, too.
Does it get confusing?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, on top of that, it's, you know, we're starting up a business. We're working with family and we're all very, strong, independent, opinionated women. But
rock on.
Well, you know, we've always been a very, very close family. And so it definitely, it works. It works. We realize, we all realize what the end goal is here and why we are all really in this. And I think that's what keeps us pushing, is just knowing what we want this to be and how far we want to get it. I think that I have a strong head on me, and I, you know, not ready to back down yet. So I think that helps a lot too.
So what I'm hearing is that you might be developing the marketing arm?
Kinda. You know, we have yet to really assign titles as far as what's, mm-hmm. who does what exactly. We're going into our second year, and we're realizing how much, you know, systems are important, and people with deadlines and such it's very important to make things run smoothly. I've kind of just taken on that just because I'm probably the best with the computer between my sister and my mom. Maybe that has to do with my use of Facebook often. I don't know. But that's just something I've kind of handled. And like I said, you know, we all talk. You'll realize if you meet us all, like, especially at the farmers markets and things, we'll talk. We're good talkers.
It's an adventure, isn't it?
Such an adventure.
What I'm hearing is that you have a pretty savvy business head. You're pretty focused on business.
You could say that.
Where does that come from?
I think that it really just has to do. My mom taught us strong work ethic, and I really think that that's really all it is. And I would have never imagined myself in some kind of business field before. And I think that it just because that's the job. So that's what needs to be done. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, my sister probably has more of a business savvy mindset than I do, even just because she's very like by the books and has to write this down.
Somebody's got to do it.
No. Yep. Right. And that's what we figured out along the way. It's someone's got to do it. And if you enjoy doing it, then that's your task. I don't necessarily think that it's the business part of me. I think it's the project. It's what needs to be done. And I'm very passionate about the business itself. So, and I want to learn. I want to know the ins and outs of it all. I want learning, you know, things like projections and numbers like that in terms I've never heard before. It's not like going to school all over again, but kind of is.
You feel at home in this, don't you?
I do. And I don't, you know, I think, I don't know if it has to do with one being with my family throughout it all, having my mom and my sister right there the whole time, or just that I know that this is an awesome product and that I can be so proud about it, and being there from the beginning and pushing it all through together makes me feel at home, makes me feel like I know, I could say I know what I'm doing.
Wessie Burger, Wessie Burger, Wessie Burger.
You'll find a picture of Elizabeth and her mother and sister, as well as a link to Noble Burger's website, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.